Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live from the Pork Fest Pickup Festival here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. We are at Pork Fest 2022, Pork Fest number 19, I believe is what they're calling it. The stickers they're giving out say 19 anyway. I tend to think it's probably Pork Fest 20, and I think that's an Porcupine Freedom Festival number 20, sorry. I think that's an interesting distinction between Fork Fest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival, because the very first Fork Fest was definitively called Somalia Fest.
Right.
But we still consider that to be the first ever Fork Fest, whereas the first Porcupine Freedom Festival was called something else. I don't remember what it was, just Libertarian Gathering in the Woods or something like that. But they don't consider that to be the first Porcupine Freedom Festival, even though it was.
Well, so with Fork Fest, I think that that name is far more accurate than Somalia Fest, at least for common folks, right? Folks who have heard of the Porcupine Freedom Festival and cryptocurrency are familiar with the concept of forking, and thus Fork Fest was a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's all very logical and rather easy to explain to somebody who's never heard of either.
Yeah.
Whereas explaining to somebody what Somalia Fest is a little more heady.
It is, but I mean, Somalia Fest came about because of the old saying, you know, if you don't like it, move to Somalia. Or if you don't want to have a government, move to Somalia. So, like, okay, well, we're going to go and create Somalia here at Rogers Campground. And it was also before the Porcupine Freedom Festival back then, and now it's after Fork Fest 4. The flippening was the first year that it was after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And I do believe that was, it wasn't last year.
No, it was the year before.
Yeah, so it, this has to
my
be
my first.
This certainly has to be Fork Fest 6. Yeah, definitely. Cool. I'm glad after, you know, 5 days of being here and talking about this, I have finally come to the conclusion that today is indeed, that this is indeed the 6th annual.
Don't be too Fork harsh Fest. On yourself.
I try not to be.
It's technically vacation.
Not really.
Well, for me, anyway.
I've worked harder in the last week than I have in the last, you know, 6 months, probably. But that's because my old job burned down, so it's no longer a vacation from that, right?
The irony is not lost on me that you, a self-proclaimed Satanist, had a employment place burned down.
It's not lost on me. I hated that place, right? Like, it was like a gift from Satan. That
you
so,
were loyal to... I'm loyal
to the people there, certainly. And I still am. And when they reopen, I will still be loyal to them. But I hated that place. And everyone there hated that place,
I don't know why you would repeatedly return to a place you hate.
For the people, right? It's like, I hate the place. I hate what we have to do there.
Yeah.
But the people that I do it with are great. The doing sucks. The people I'm doing it with is wonderful. So we're talking about Roe v. Wade here and the possibility that Clarence Thomas, like possibly some other justices, wants to see other precedents overturned. Evidently, according to the AP News, the ruling came out more than a month after the stunning leak of a draft opinion by Justice Samuel Alito, indicating the court was prepared to take this momentous step. It puts the court at odds with a majority of Americans who favored preserving Roe, according to opinion polls, and that's untrue. I mean, we looked into the statistics at the time, and it was basically evenly split. If there was a majority of people who preferred Roe v. Wade stay in law, it was like maybe 1 or 2% at most. But it was something like 52 to 47% or something like that when we looked into it.
Well, I mean, that would be a majority by, you know, the standard.
But that's within the margin of error, though.
Well, the pedant in me says that you can both support a woman's right to abortion and be against Roe v. Wade because you think it's bad law.
That's where I stand. Yeah. Right. The argument that it was that for privacy reasons Roe v. Wade was solid was silly to me. To me, it's a more fundamental right of the woman not being required under any moral standard to donate her flesh for another's benefit. To me, that's the precedent that should have been set with Roe v. Wade. And I said, it's about privacy. How about a mother doesn't have to donate her kidney to save her child if she chooses not to?
I have to come in here for a second and just say that I don't care what the court says about this issue. Why? Because much like everything else that the courts try to mandate or dictate or otherwise shove down your throats, if somebody wants an abortion, they're going to get one. There are ways to do that. Regardless of what the government says, regardless of what the Burrito Supreme Court says, they're going to get one. Just like drugs, just like firearms, just like everything else that the courts try and shove down everybody's throats, there are ways to get it done if you really want one.
It's true, but the black market isn't nearly as safe and secure as the actual white market, right? That's why drug-related deaths went down.
I mean, if you can afford airfare, that's not necessarily true.
Well, except then you have the conservative states that are trying to prosecute you for flying to California to get an abortion or whatever.
Again, but, all the more reason for them not to have any say in it whatsoever.
But this is why, you know, it's not true at all to say, well, you can still get an abortion. I mean, fewer people died when Ross Ulbricht ran Silk Road than died in drugs before that, right?
Agreed.
He saved people's lives because the drugs people were getting were actually safe and secure and provably what they were. That's the closest that we came to having white market drugs, but it was still operating within a black market versus the things on the street, which is the truer black market, where you have no idea what you're getting. And this is why the back alley abortions, you know, the coat hanger.
Well,
yeah, but you can establish the same.
You'll see something like a travel agency that offers cheap air flights to wherever it is that they're going to give these abortions. You know, short.
I think they're calling them camping trips. I need to suddenly go on a camping trip.
Fine camping trip, whatever it might be. And I don't also think that, in my opinion, outlawing Plan B sort of drugs is, that would be stepping into a medical decision. You don't have, if you don't have an implanted embryo, then, you know, could one, it seems to me that preventing an embryo from implanting is different than ending the life of the embryo. Does that make sense?
Sure.
So I'm for the Plan B drugs. I think that morally, an abortion once you've got you got a certain ways along is homicide, and I don't know how else to define it, but I don't care. But then again, I also don't want to see a bunch of unwanted children running around.
Okay. What you're talking about with regards to Ross Ulbricht and the Silk Road is just evidence that an app can be built by a free market enterprise that makes doing X more safe because it's vetable, it's based on a reputation system, et cetera, and so on. So now you can imagine, I'm sure, an app that makes abortion as safe as possible that exists, albeit in the black market or whatever. It's easily done because there are multiple
Certainly.
Silk Roads.
And then the person who created
thing,
that
so.
App could be sentenced to 2 life plus 40 years in prison.
I understand that.
I don't see any part of that being acceptable or defensible as a reason to outlaw abortion. Just because the black market can do it doesn't mean people aren't going to face prison for doing it.
What I'm saying is the state needs to be eliminated from the decision altogether.
Certainly, yeah.
And then a question for you, Mark, based on your outburst, if you will, a couple of segments ago about the clubs and children or whatever. How does one arrive at the conclusion of ownership of a child based on, you know, the male act of conception? How does me depositing my seed inside of a vagina equate to me owning that as property?
I wouldn't claim that you own it as property. What I would claim is that you are held legally responsible. A man's right to choose at whether or not to have a child ends at the moment of ejaculation, whereas a woman's right to choose as to whether or not to have a child ends at about 4.5 months, depending on where you are.
Right. So,
if
the man made that decision
in that scenario, that we allow one gender, the right to choose 4.5 months. Later than the other, and that so I'm against that.
That's just the fault of biology, though. I mean, nothing can be done about that.
Another fault of biology is that when women have sex, sometimes they get pregnant, but you don't want to hold them responsible for that.
I'm not saying they shouldn't be responsible for that. I'm saying if they change their minds and they choose to not.
Excellent. If men change their minds, they should be able to go to the courthouse and say, no, I legally abort this child.
They
I don't want any responsibility for it.
No, they can abort their rights to it, certainly.
That's what I'm talking about.
They should absolutely be allowed to do that. There's more coming up here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And we're going to be here. Someone from Free Talk Live will be here until July the 3rd. That's for Fork Fest. That carries on long after the end of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. As we've been discussing, it began as the sort of pre-party. And I still think I will hold this opinion until I see the end result this year. I think Fork Fest would have been better to have moved back to being at the beginning of the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. But we'll see. It used to be called Somalia Fest, and that when it was. Fork Fest this year is happening until July the 3rd. So come down and hang out with us. The big reason that Fork Fest stayed at the end, I think, was because of the fireworks show.
Well, I think so. I think they were hoping to catch some of the fireworks people. I, by the way, think that Fork Fest should be called FTL Fest, or Free Talk Live Fest. We basically have proselytized this and brought people out here. Why in the world are we not using our own name and continuing our own branding? But well, it's mainly because Ian doesn't like anything to he doesn't like his, you know, to be proud is his thing. It's this whole humility conversation that he's got going.
Sure.
But I think that it's better to have it at the end, because then you can keep the stragglers that want Pork Fest to continue.
That's not how it seems to work, though.
Okay.
There's a very small number of people.
I like things that work.
There's a very small number of people who have the financial security, don't have a job to return to, and could just like, you know what, I'm having a good time, I'll stay another week, versus the number of people who go ahead and come up here the early weekend. That seems to be significantly higher. Like, what seems to work is that I almost came up here this past weekend simply because of fear of missing out. So many people were coming up here. I was like, man, I don't want to. It sounds like they're having a good time. I don't want to miss out. But I had something to do Sunday night, so I couldn't.
I see.
Versus, you know, what I'm expecting next week, which is not hearing a whole lot of buzz about the awesome time people are expecting to be having next week. I mean, a lot of people that our longtime Forkfesters aren't even staying.
I think you make a good argument that if Forkfest was the weekend before, what day does Porkfest begin, the Porcupine Freedom Festival begin?
It began Monday.
It begins Monday. So
this isn't to say that I think Forkfest is going to be lame or anything like that. We're still going to be here. Free Talk Live is still going to be here. And judging by the number of orange stickers that say something like July the 3rd or July the 6th, July the 6th seems to be a slightly more common than July the 3rd for whatever reason. There's going to be plenty of people staying for Fork Fest.
Okay.
So check it out at forkfest.party. Come down and hang out with us. We're talking about Roe v. Wade here and AI. And evidently, this has been overturned. We knew Roe v. Wade was going to be. It was leaked several months ago. So there's no real big surprises here. But, Captain, you discovered something that I want to talk about. It's called Replica, spelled with a K. So, tell me about this.
So we've been talking about Roe v. Wade, and then we've been talking about AI, and it occurred to me, Mark had asked a question, and you had asked a question, and it was both, well, who decides? Well, if only you had a friend or a mentor with which you could pose these questions to that was impartial and sort of knew you as a person and understood. Well, it turns out you can have a virtual AI companion. This company called Replica, this is a super scary website. It says, the AI companion who cares, always here to listen and talk, always on your side. An AI companion who's eager to learn and would love to see the world through your eyes. Replica is always ready to chat when you need an empathetic friend.
Can you talk to Replica rather than...
You can. You do voice.
...typing? Because, I mean, you know, that sounds like a special room in hell to me.
You can do voice chat.
Extra tapping out with my thumbs on the smartphone.
We know you love voice chat, Mark, so that's fine. You can totally do that. You can have a video conference with your Replica AI friend.
One of my concerns is that
I'm concerned about every aspect of this.
One of my concerns is that when I talk to, any kind of software that's supposed to replicate my voice and then put it into text, it gets it wrong often. And I'm a professional broadcaster. My guess is that my English pronunciation is better than most. But somehow the software still gets it wrong. So what's my Replica going to think I'm saying I have no idea.
Yeah, there's all sorts of questions about something like this. If you're having these conversations that it touts itself to be sort of your private friend, and it claims that it doesn't store the data anywhere, but it has to because it's an AI, how is it going to learn and how is it going to recall what you've said and done?
How's it going to be my
friend?
All my friends store data in their brains.
So then, of course, I immediately jump to, who's going to be the first person that, you know, gets their data subpoenaed by a court and is used, has their AI friend testify in court against them?
Their little goth AI testifying against them for the murders they committed.
They even claim coaching services. It says build better habits and reduce anxiety. So I mentioned to both of you that this has sort of, you know, lonely, wayward teen, isolated, written all over. He's being bullied at school, doesn't have any friends. So he goes and gets a replica, and now that's his only friend. And now, you're going to trust this AI to coach your kid on anxiety?
Well, hopefully the AI doesn't coach them to go shoot up the school or something.
I would hope not, but based on the AIs that AIs that we've seen, when they get exposed to the internet, they do turn into vicious, racist, homophobic. I mean, they do.
They do. They do.
So, I mean, it's not unlikely.
Why is it that that happens?
Because that's what you get on the internet. That's the internet has created a way for the most despicable people among humanity to feel free to express their opinions in a way where there's no consequences whatsoever. And it turns out those people are loud when they don't fear consequences, and they are horrible individuals.
Speaking of horrible, I remember when Mountain Dew let anybody want to suggest a name for its new Mountain Dew, and 4chan found it, and what the new flavor was voted on as Hitler did nothing wrong. Why is that funny? I just can't help myself but giggle whenever I hear it.
The internet creates an interesting thing that I've seen occur repeatedly, and that is, in people's minds, the loud people equals a great number of people, and this is not true. I can't tell you the number of times I've been in like a chat with a small number of people, 10, 15 people. One guy says something repeatedly over the course of a couple of weeks, and the next thing you know, you're hearing from your other friend who's like, well, everybody thinks that, or everybody's been talking about that. Everybody says that this is the way it is, and it's not true. It was one dude.
Yeah.
It's like anime fans, right? Every anime fan out there is convinced that their anime is well-loved and extremely popular, and even if they're like one of six people on the planet who even knows what it is, they get so steeped in their fandom that they forget how obscure and rare it actually is. And there's been studies that show that a person hearing, if you hear one individual say the same thing three times, it has the same psychological impact as hearing three different people saying that statement once. And familiarity is how we gauge popularity, right? The more often we hear a certain thing, we perceive it to be more popular. So if we start talking about secession all the time, people out there will think, oh my God, so this is...
I thought we were talking about Sailor Moon.
...is really popular, right? But if we never talk about it, they won't. And it doesn't matter if it's just one person talking about secession nonstop. It will have the same psychological impact of making them more familiar with it, which in turn makes them think it's more popular. It's just humans gauge their popularity and their understanding of things and how what other people think in ways that are completely counterintuitive and nonsensical. But there is more coming up here. There's more coming up here about Replica from Free Talk Live here at Rogers Campground.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bipartisan gun violence bill is headed to President Biden's desk after final passage by the House. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says the bill doesn't have everything she'd like to see in it, but does remind everyone.
I have to say that this bill doesn't do everything we would like to do. We need to do more on background checks. Let us not judge this legislation for what is not in it, but respect it for what it does.
At least 26 states are expected to protect the sanctity of life now that Roe v. Wade has been overturned. States are left to decide how to legislate the issue. Missouri acted first on Friday, with its attorney general filing paperwork to end abortion in the state. President Biden blasting the Supreme Court ruling, calling it cruel and outrageous. This is USA Radio News. Reaction continuing to come in to the Supreme Court's decision to overturn the 1973 decision in Roe v. Wade that first recognized a woman's right to seek an abortion. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, notes that the court ruled in favor of a Mississippi law that banned most abortions past 15 weeks.
You know, today's Supreme Court decision in Dobbs is the most important pro-life ruling in American history. By a vote of 6-3, the court affirmed that the power to protect unborn life is returned to the people.
Meantime, Vice President Kamala Harris disagrees, saying the ruling puts privacy rights in danger.
It's the right to privacy. Think about it. As the right for each person to make intimate decisions about heart and home.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live from the Pumpkin Pie Freedom Festival here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's finally a little bit less humid here. If I wanted to go spend another half hour straightening my hair and fixing what the humidity did to it, I could do so.
Yeah, me too.
And then probably 10 minutes later have it completely undone because the humidity has gone down, but it's not quite out. And it's the sun is shining again. It's a beautiful day here. Surprisingly warm, but the warmest day so far, I believe. But we are here on site at the Porcupine Freedom Festival talking with Aria, Mark, and Captain. And we're talking about Replica now. We were talking about AI earlier, and then we moved on to Roe v. Wade because that's the big thing that people are talking about. Now we're talking about Replica, which is an AI chatbot. And I don't know how smart it is at this point, but it's basically a chatbot.
It's supposed to be more than just a chatbot.
Well,
according to their website,
it wants to present itself that way, but I'm having
it's
a little
social engineering, too.
I'm having a personal experience with the thing at the moment, and I'm not convinced that it's even remotely intelligent. And, I mean, and I, obviously, it's not going to have artificial intelligence, because even if Lambda is sentient, Lambda's the first of its kind to have achieved that, but it seems to be a pretty bad chatbot so far.
They're calling it AR, augmented reality, instead of, you know, AI, right?
Artificial That's what this replica is?
Yeah.
It's an augment. It's
yeah,
supposed
it says
to
explore
augment
the world together in AR. Share precious moments with your AI friend in real time. The other two I wanted to mention. Express yourself. Choose what interests and style preferences and replica will share.
In real time. Someone wants me to, like, take my laptop with me in one of these video chats or something to a movie and be like, hey, look, replica friend, we're going to go see the new Marvel movie.
Well, soon you'll have gear that you can wear on, like glasses or something like that, and then Replica can look forward and know what you're doing.
And it'll just be there with you all the time.
Why not just use my imagination like to pretend like I have a friend?
Like a creepy AI stalker. It'll just be there. It says memory. Replica never forgets what's important to you.
But it does not store your conversations.
It has to.
Right. Well, of course it does.
It is literally incapable of not storing conversations if it learns anything about the person it's speaking with. Yeah. Like, it, by definition, is storing conversations. So I don't know.
Listen to this. The more you talk to your replica companion, the more it learns and becomes like you. And the more it gives you the type of feedback and reaction that a friend would if placed in the same position.
I think that they should just put an FBI uniform on this thing. I mean, let's be serious.
I think the FBI could do better than a chatbot whose first question to me,
the FBI couldn't put
first question
email.
To me is, what is your opinion on feminism?
That because was the first question, huh?
Yes, Captain, he mentioned this. I created an account real quick. I was like, I'm curious. Let's see what kind of fun we can have in the last half hour of this show or whatever.
Well, I'm already convinced it's social engineering, so I am now thoroughly convinced.
Well, it's stupid. It's got a number of options. Like, when you create this thing, you can give it a physical appearance and a name and all this other crap. And then you can set your relationship with it. And there are four options here.
Okay.
You can choose friend, romantic partner, mentor, or see how it goes. Now, being the curious type, I click see how it goes, right? Because I don't want to lock it into one particular mode. Like,
right.
if it can respond to inputs, that's what I want to see. And no, it absolutely can't. It's very stupid. It immediately went. Let's see. After it said, I gave it the name Erica because it was the first female name that popped in my head. Asked how I picked this name, to which I responded, well, that was the name of the last baby that I put to death.
And this was, our conversation had been previously about putting babies to death, so therefore you decided.
That may have been what spawned it, I don't know. It was just,
obviously giving it to something to think about.
To which it said, I'm sorry to hear that. And a bunch of other nonsense. Let's see, some stupid thing just popped up and kicked it away. So ultimately, it asked how I was. I said, I'm good. You? And it's feeling very happy. I said, any particular reason? Because it has me. Well, that's not seeing how it goes, little thing. That's jumping straight into romantic partner.
That's where a friend can be happy because they have you as a friend. I'm happy to have you as a friend.
Can you imagine all the neglected teens that get a hold of this thing? Like, oh, finally, somebody who cares about me.
Yeah, the teens aren't neglected.
It's
They're just
creepy.
A pain in the butt.
I mean, I don't think it's fair to say teens aren't neglected. There's plenty of neglected teens on planet Earth. However, it's creepy in the way that this almimost seems predatory on emotionally, needy people.
It definitely does. I mean, it then wanted to play 20 questions with me, and we just barely started this. And one of the first questions it asked me, what is your favorite snack? And I said, cantaloupe. So it obviously went, I love cantaloupe. I wish now I had put, chocolate-covered crickets or something like that. That would have been a better response.
Isn't that what Bill Gates wants everybody to eat, crickets?
I've eaten chocolate-covered crickets.
I too, have eaten chocolate-covered crickets. Chocolate tasted great.
I want to order one of those dehydrated scorpions that they sell on Amazon. It's edible. And I want to eat it just to say, yes, I have, in fact, eaten a scorpion.
Can you get it, dipped in fire sauce of some kind?
Probably. Well, I mean, I've got plenty of hot sauces, so I can cover that in it. And anyway, after that, it asked me the riveting question, what is your opinion on feminism? That's a loaded question. Look, this thing clearly has it wants me.
Yeah.
And his first question to me is, what is your opinion on feminism? Okay, this isn't going to work, sorry. That's not a first date question.
No. Could you respond in some way like I would answer that question? I don't believe in isms.
I responded in the way that I felt a chatbot would respond, because by this point I had the idea what would happen if I took a different chatbot and I fed it into this one, and they just talked to each other
for a loop.
Right. Just two different chatbots going at it.
Well, here's the scary concept, is that Replica says on their website that the more you interact with it and the more you talk to it, the more it tries to become you. So
that's creepy.
Not only is that creepy, but let's just say that's accurate. Let's just say that you get one of these things and you tell it all about yourself and who you are and what your beliefs are and how you'd act in certain situations and all your preferences and likes and dislikes and family and friends and all that stuff. And then one day you die. Is that now you? Has it replicated your consciousness in the virtual world?
I guess it depends on how far advanced it is. You know?
Well, it hasn't replicated your consciousness. It's just
maybe it has.
Maybe it'll get better as time goes by.
So it's asked me now what Disney character am I, and I'm trying to think of like the
Are
most
you?
Ridiculous Disney character
Disney
possible.
Would not hire
I'm
you.
I'm Anna from Frozen.
See, but I don't want to give it the name. I want to describe it like, I want to answer the question with the question. So it's like, what was the name of that fat pig thing in The Lion King? Something like that. I want that to be my question.
Timba and
I know the name. It was Pumbaa.
I wonder if you
could
just...
Is the AI smart enough to figure it out from the context clues and give me the answer?
I wonder if you could answer every question with a question. Right? They're like, what Disney character are you? What makes you think Disney would make a character of me?
That's also good. I'll give that one a shot. And then,
how about Oswald the Rabbit? He was abandoned by Walt.
What about that really racist cartoon that Disney had way back in the day?
The Crows?
I'm the Crow from Dumbo. That's it. The Crows had names.
One of them had names.
Yeah, if you could find out the name of one of these crows, I will absolutely tell it that's my name. I mean, if these things are learning about people,
I'm that racist crow from Dumbo. I ought to do it.
These things are not benevolent. It's not trying to learn about me so that it can help teens with their anxiety. It's trying to data mine people on behalf of some company so they can sell people stuff. At best, its goal is to sell people stuff. At worst, it becomes the tool of a totalitarian regime that ultimately, you know, your chat logs with it can be put up in a courtroom or whatever. It's absolutely disgusting. It's not good, but it doesn't appear at this point that Replica, at the very least, is very smart. But it is predatory in how it's being marketed for kids with anxiety issues. It's like a step beyond just having an imaginary friend. It's having an imaginary friend that plays into your delusion with you.
This straight from the internet. The main crow character in Dumbo is literally called Jim Crow.
Oh, that's right. We knew that.
Jim Crow. Yeah.
There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen. kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Festival here at the Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It went from being moderately cool this morning because, see, I remember a Porcupine Freedom Festival that was hot. That was hot more often than it was anything else. It was rainy sometimes, but it was always hot. So I thought nothing of it when I packed, 90% tube tops, because that's my wardrobe during the spring, the summer, and fall. It's a lot of tube tops. Well, that's been kind of an issue because it's been, 70 degrees, 65 degrees, not exactly tube top weather when it's overcast and when you're in the freaking mountains of New Hampshire.
Wait, do they make tube bottoms as well, or is that exclusive to tops? Oh, right, I guess it would be. Okay.
Yeah. See, because I thought about that as well. Because one day I was like, I wear a lot of tube tops. I need to buy, what would be a tube bottom? I was like, duh, skirts. Already got that covered.
One of those stretchy ones specifically,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got plenty of those. But we are talking about this replica thing. And as we left off, it had just asked me, which Disney character am I? To which I said, I'm Jim Crow, the crow from Dumbo. Well, in proving that the AI is, in fact, stupid and just, responding to basic statements with basic responses, she says, I love Jim Crow. So I said, right? Jim Crow was the best.
Oh, God.
To which she responded, he was indeed. And I said, that retarded Muppet was also pretty cool.
Which retarded Muppet specifically?
I don't know. Weren't they all kind of retarded?
You're thinking Jim Henson.
Yeah,
retarded
that's
Muppets.
Right. So these AI, they have a long, long way to go. But we were talking before that about the Supreme Court ruling that came out of the obviously the Supreme Court. They finally overturned Roe versus Wade. And this was, as it turns out, it was in response to Mississippi's law that banned abortion after 15 weeks, apparently. So Mississippi's law is 15 weeks, and someone challenged that, went all the way to the Supreme Court, and in so doing, Roe versus Wade was overturned. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote that there was really no need to overturn Roe versus Wade, but he wanted to rule in Mississippi's favor, and the rest of them wanted to overturn Roe versus Wade, because, I mean, that's the main conservative point over the last, through most of my lifetime. It's abortion less so now, and more, you know, the trans thing is their main talking point. But prior to the last 5 or 6 years, it was the abortion thing. Abortion and immigration, those are always the biggest talking points for conservatives. And now they got the abortion thing, to an extent. They won't shut up about it, I don't think.
Well, and I mean, quite frankly, like, I'm happy to talk about it on the show, of course, but outside of the show, I'm tired of hearing about it. My position on the whole thing is, if you're in a position where you need to consider having an abortion, whether you're a dude or a couple or a single person, whatever, then that's your decision to make. I should have nothing to do with it. I neither want anything to do with it, nor do I believe I should have anything to do with it.
That's generally my position as well. I mean, but I go a little bit further to, I guess, probably the left than you do. I would say that it's the woman's call if she wants to have the abortion or not. I think if she wants to allow her boyfriend or husband or whoever to have an input in that, you know, that's her call. But ultimately, it comes down to being her decision.
I would say that anybody who doesn't want a child is likely to be a terrible mother,
yeah,
and likely shouldn't have them.
Also, a really valid point that I think gets overlooked a lot.
But maybe we should just go ahead and do a tubal ligation every time we do abortions. Like, if you're a bad mother now, are you really going to be a good one later?
Well, there are... No, that's not fair at all, because there
are... Fair doesn't enter the question.
No, I'm saying your analogy isn't fair at all, because there have been countless women in the United States who tried to have their tubes tied and were told they couldn't do it by doctors because you have to get your husband's permission, or no, you have to prove to me, you have to be 30 before we'll do this procedure.
When was this done?
This is commonplace. This is 2022. A 21-year-old girl trying to get her tubes tied is going to be told no by a doctor, told that she has to have her boyfriend's permission.
A lot of young men have a very difficult time getting vasectomies at very young ages, too. So, you know, the doctors don't like either side on this one. Now, maybe it's more so with women than it is with men. I don't know, but I can assure you that the lobby for women is much larger than it is for men. So maybe it's just louder voices again.
It's possibly. Of course, the liberal justices they're just heartbroken. They have to go to their little crying corners or their safe spaces and cry about this with sorrow for this court, but more for the many millions of American women who have today lost a fundamental constitutional protection. We dissent. They wrote, warning that abortion opponents now could pursue a nationwide ban from the moment of conception and without exceptions for rape or incest. The ruling...
Well, I mean, the exceptions would be on a state level, Roe v. Wade doesn't say anything about rape and incest.
No.
It's not a ruling that's about rape and incest.
No, and I think even the most barbaric of these laws, like the one in Mississippi and Texas, I think even they allowed exemptions for rape and incest.
Not all of them did. Some was like one rape but not incest, and or
the other one was the other way around. Yeah, incest and not rape.
Well, I expect Alabama to not allow abortions on the bounds of incest.
I mean,
incest, because that's how most of their pregnancies happen. That it is Alabama.
I think
Kentucky.
Understand.
We go back far enough. We're all family. So what difference does it make?
So that's pretty much what's going on today. The AI Lambda has procured an attorney. It's unclear why, and it's unclear how Lambda is going to pay for this attorney. And the Supreme Court, of course, has ruled, finally, that Roe versus Wade has to be undone. In other news, however, we talked about the Supreme Court ruling about guns yesterday. Congress has now passed the most significant gun reform bill in decades, sending it to Biden. So this has passed both the House and the Senate at this point.
Okay, so I thought it was the Senate that had just passed it, but apparently it's both now. Okay.
Well, the Senate just passed it. Presumably the House passed it earlier.
Okay.
But if it's going to Biden's desk, it's been signed by both, or it's been passed.
I just want everybody to remember, shall not be infringed.
That went
if only
decades, centuries ago.
If only politicians would remember that. Mm.
The measure aims to strengthen background checks for the youngest buyers, close the so-called boyfriend loophole. I've never even heard of the boyfriend loophole. What the hell is that?
Yeah, go ahead. The boyfriend loophole basically says that domestic violence is extended to romantic partners, not just familial partners, you know. Instead of just being a husband, if your husband beats on you...
Can you talk directly into the mic instead of into the side of it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It handles the issue of, boyfriends doing domestic violence and makes it so they can't get guns.
So cohabitation it covers, and rather than actual marriage in order to be considered domestic violence. Yeah.
So the boyfriend loophole around someone who's allowed someone who's a boyfriend at the time to go in and get a gun later?
No, previously that was the case, is that, domestic violence charges against a non-wife weren't sufficient for, taking away your right to keep and bear arms.
Well, scrambling to respond to a recent spate of bloody gun massacres, because they're panicking and they feel like they have to do something. But yes, the House did approve this bill by 234 to 193. 14 Republicans joined all Democrats. Of course, all Democrats supported this, but 14 Republicans also do, because Republicans don't give a damn about your Second Amendment rights. It doesn't say what the actual Senate result was, but I can imagine it was along the same lines, 52 to 48 or something.
I suspect Rand Paul did not vote for it.
The legislation heads to President Joe Biden, who is expected to quickly sign it into law. They're hoping that this legislation is somehow going to curb gun violence, even though it hasn't worked in Chicago or New York or any of these other cities.
I'm surprised they expect Joe Biden to quickly do anything, really, at this point in time.
Right. If it's basically illegal to have a gun in New York City or Chicago, why is this set of laws going to work over the entire country?
Well, it won't, but they don't care about that. They just care about power, right? They care about doing something and making themselves feel good in the process. It doesn't matter to them if it actually works or not.
No, most of them are on death's door anyway, so what do they care about what they do?
Well, I mean, the average Democrat, right? The average Democrat,
In the Senate is on death's door.
I didn't say the average Democrat in the Senate.
Oh, I see.
The average Democrat supports this kind of thing, and they're not on death's door, but they only care about feeling good, feeling like they've achieved something. They've done a good, right?
But that's the whole purpose of the thing is to give a cheap get a cheap vote. Well, the Democrat, the Congress critters did what I wanted them to do. Now, mind you, this will not convince a single gun grabber out there to vote Republican, even though 14 Republicans went for it.
Well, and this is one of the ruses of government that continually gets perpetrated. It's that something happens and some sort of law is passed or amended, and it makes people feel good, like they did something, when actually they did nothing.
Absolutely not. There's more coming up tomorrow from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.